Welcome to the Truth Wars Podcast with Dr. Olin Stubbs.
Good wise boundaries. I mean, if you're a Christian, don't date a non-Christian. Don't date somebody that's not growing the way you are. Don't spend all of your time with that person. Don't self-isolate. Don't lose all your friends. Spending time in groups is very wise. My guess is this is probably a lot about physical boundaries. I'm trying to throw out some other things because I don't know. But listen, biblically speaking, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 2, Timothy was a younger, single pastor. The Apostle Paul was writing him a letter about how to be a good pastor. And he says, he's telling him how to relate to different people in the church. He says, relate to all the young women with all purity, like sisters. So what should you do physically? And I, listen, I know this is going to sound insane before I say it, but it's biblical, whether you like it or not, okay? Is that until you're married, what God says is the way you ought to interact physically is the way you would interact with a brother or sister, right? So there can be a lot of affection, a lot of hugging, right? Maybe tussling the hair, rubbing the shoulders, a kiss on the cheek, something like that. But once you start making out, putting your hands all over each other's bodies, you've crossed God's boundaries. And so whatever it takes to really fight for purity, that's what you need to fight for, okay? One thing that my wife and I did, because the longer you date, the more intimate you get, like at an emotional level, the more you want to get intimate at a physical level, it gets harder. So once we got engaged, we literally got to a point where we said, we're not going to be alone together. I mean, we'd go out to eat together, we'd go to a movie together, we'd go, you know, play tennis together or something, but we'd never just say, hey, let's go out to your apartment and Netflix and chill together. We didn't have Netflix back then, right? But we knew that, you know, that never ends good. And so that's a great boundary if you're really struggling, is just say, don't be alone together.
Thank you. Okay, and we have a few questions about singleness.
Okay.
Maybe just one of them was, could you elaborate on the gift of singleness that you mentioned?
Yeah. The Bible does talk about a gift of singleness. And so the good thing in that is there are going to be some people, probably in a room this big, that there'll probably be a handful of people that might be single your whole life. And the Bible doesn't say that you have to get married to be a fully functioning, fulfilled person. That's not God's goal for everybody. That's God's goal for the vast majority of humanity. But some people are called to be single. The greatest human being that ever lived, the Lord Jesus Christ, was single his whole life. Now, there are unique challenges that come with singleness. There are also unique blessings and freedoms and opportunities. And so that should not be a decision made lightly. I have to get to singleness, so I'm never going to date. It should be a decision you make in community with other people discussing that. And it's often something that's probably more discovered rather than you just kind of know I'm supposed to be single. And sometimes why might God call somebody to be single, the gift of singleness? It might be because he was calling them to such a hard task in life, like maybe to be some overseas foreign missionary, that to have a family would really be an overwhelming burden. Okay, but I would just say, don't feel like you got to figure that out today. Don't necessarily figure like you got to figure that out honestly in the next 10 years. But it should be something to pray about, because God will call some people to singleness in life.
There's a question about, a few questions about marriage. One of the questions was, when I think about getting married and committing my life to one person for the rest of my life, like forever, that's intimidating and kind of scary. How do you think about that? How do you go with that?
It should be intimidating. It should be, literally, in one sense, it is second to the decision to surrender your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. It is the most important and the most overwhelming decision you'll ever make in your life. And so that's part of what I was trying to say. Don't rush into that. You want to do that in community. Something like pre-engagement counseling can be very helpful. But the idea is, you really want to be praying, thinking, seeking advice, because if God's calling you to be married, it is a step of faith. Because listen, it's going to be the hardest things I've ever done in life in a lot of ways has been married at times. And the most joyful things I've ever done in life a lot of times have been connected to being married. Second to following Christ. It's the hardest thing and the most joyful thing. But it is a risk and it is a step of faith, and you shouldn't go in it too lightly. But if you feel like the Lord is calling you into it, it's a step of faith. It's worth it.
Another question about dating in college. So You talked about, like, wait until you can get married to date. What do you do with that when you're in college?
Yeah.
Is there a good age?
That's a great question. And listen, please hear me. This is my personal opinion. This is not the Bible. This is not law. Okay, so don't feel like you have to live under this. You know, I started seriously dating my now wife when I was a junior in college, right? So I had a year and a half before I was going to graduate, have a job, be able to pay the bills. That seemed like, so am I saying you can't date when you're a freshman? No. But what I'm saying is it makes sense that you're mature. You want to be fairly mature spiritually, but it also wants to make, it also seems wise that marriage seems like a reality that's out there that could come. And a lot of that has to do with being able to get a job and pay the bills. That's what I mean. Some of it also has to do with emotional maturity. I mean, some of you have come from very hard backgrounds. I talked about my wife even coming from an abusive background. You know, she went through about 2 years of counseling before we got married, and it was super helpful. And if you still have a lot of baggage with your family of origin, it's probably not good to go into marriage. Because guess what's going to happen? All that luggage is coming with you, and it won't be pretty. And so it's about spiritual maturity, it's about financial maturity, it's about emotional maturity that you want to have before you go into marriage. So there's not necessarily a certain age, but it's more about your maturity.
We've got some questions about time. How much time should you spend together? And maybe even how much time should you spend in groups of people or alone? Do you have any advice for that?
I mean, that's super subjective again. I would say you're spending too much time with the person you're dating if you're neglecting your time with the Lord. I mean, really, you look at your other priorities, right? If your studies are failing and your parents are mad because, hey, you used to be an A student and now you're a C student ever since you started dating that guy, you're spending too much time with that guy, right? If you're not showing up to work on time and you're showing up late or you're leaving early or you're falling asleep, you're spending too much time with that girl. So some of it is just know the other priorities in your life. If you're really involved in campus outreach and you're like, I'm trying to have personal ministry on the football team, but now that I started dating this chick, I don't have time to go to Bible study anymore. It's like you're probably spending too much time with her. So the idea is know your priorities and bring that person into your life, but not in such a way that they take you away from your other priorities. And as far as the alone or the group thing, what I just say is, the real litmus test there, the whole idea of being in groups, a lot of that, not all of it, but a lot of it has to do with physical purity. And so if you're struggling with physical purity, you probably should be spending more time in groups and less time alone.
That's really helpful in your priorities.
Yep.
Okay, last question.
Okay.
So we already talked a little bit about boundaries. We did have a question about spiritual boundaries.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah. Again, it's not as clear. I mean, the physical boundaries are pretty darn clear. In fact, they're more clear than we wish they were. I mean, it's kind of like we're like, couldn't it be a little more gray on the physical stuff? But it's pretty black and white clear on what you should and should not do physically before you're married. Spiritually, it's not quite as clear. But here's what I'd say. I think it's ideal. Again, this is not exactly a Bible verse. This is wisdom, okay? I think it's ideal for every single person, even if you're not a Christian, I'd say this is ideal, to have at least two people in your life that know everything about you. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The bad stuff that's happened to you, the bad stuff you've done, the bad stuff you think about, the bad stuff you're tempted to do, the hard stuff, the fears, the emotions, everything. And it's ideal to have a best friend of the same sex and to have a mentor of the same sex. They're kind of helping you work through that. Okay? And I would just say this. The person you're dating should never know more about you than your best friend of the same sex and of your mentor. That should kind of be like a guard. That you don't want to go on your first date and say, well, let me just tell you all my dirty laundry, everything I've ever struggled with and what happened to me. Again, you want to be open, you want to be real, but what that can do is that can create a false sense of intimacy if you just show up and emotionally vomit on somebody in the first 30 minutes you've ever had a conversation with them. So it's better to kind of take it easy and not dive into all that stuff in the initial stage of the date.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Truth Wars with Dr. Olin Stubbs. If you have any questions for Olin, please email him at olin.stubbs@campusoutreach.org.